I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers Dick Thrush. Every day for more than 40 years, Dick Thrush walked Fraley Street from end to end and back again. He was known by all and could be seen smiling and whistling while sweeping the sidewalks, delivering packages, selling newspapers, shoveling snow, and spreading salt. Usually, he had a small cigar in his mouth. If ever anyone could turn a sow's ear into a silk purse, it was Dick. You could give him an old pencil with the eraser chewed off in the morning, and somewhere on his travels he would trade it for a stick of gum. By noon he would have swapped the gum for a bottle of Coke, and somehow by the end of the day he'd be toting an armful of roses to take home to his mother. One afternoon I gave him a candy bar, and the next morning he proudly brought me a new baseball cap. Dick grew up on the West Side and even as an adult struggled to read and write. Somehow he always found enough odd jobs to get by. At various times he worked for Western Union and at Holgate Brothers, but mostly he kept casual employment, doing stray jobs for nearly every shopkeeper in the business district. One business owner told of the time when Dick was helping with deliveries of home appliances. The two were hoisting a washing machine, trying to maneuver it into a tight spot, when Dick started laughing so hard they had to put the monstrosity down. "What's so funny, Dick?" the man asked. "This thing is really heavy," Dick chuckled. Even in his 50s, Dick was wiry and surprisingly strong. Once, after successfully toting a giant television with a solid oak cabinet up several flights of stairs, Dick shared some choice comments to the excited customer, who was a bit on the roly-poly side. "You ought to lift that sometime," he said. "You would lose some weight." Although Dick always meant well and had a kind and gentle soul, sometimes his words didn't come out quite right. He had friends in almost every business in town who were kind to him, and the Warren National Bank, where he would often ask to make change, was on his daily rounds. Once, during a particularly busy time, he spoke a little too loudly, pointing out that one of the tellers appeared to be gaining some weight, visibly embarrassing the woman. He returned to the bank several times that afternoon and stood quietly in the corner before he mustered the nerve to offer a heartfelt apology. Dick was the town's favorite waif and was very much at home playing baseball with a group of young boys. Sometimes he asked to be the umpire, even though he didn't know the rules of the game. Unfortunately for Dick, many kids were unkind, tossing pennies at him, ruthlessly mocking his stuttering and ragamuffin ways. He was at heart and of mind a 10-year-old boy, and their incessant teasing must have hurt him deeply. One of my favorite holiday memories was about how every year on Christmas Eve, at exactly 6 o'clock, when our family was seated for dinner, Dick would ring our doorbell and ask to see my father. My dad, Norm Rose, and his brothers Bud and Bill grew up with Dick and always looked out for him. On his annual Christmas Eve visit, Dick would bring a token gift for my dad, usually a pack of Swisher Sweet cigars wrapped in a bow. My dad would invite him in, take out his wallet, and hand over Dick's Christmas bonus. In 1974, Dick moved to Maple View Group Home in Cowdersport, where he enthusiastically started his new life. He was active in Special Olympics and loved woodworking, the Pittsburgh Steelers, and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Cane merchants and concerned citizens raised more than $250 to help offset his expenses. Dick died in 2006 at the age of 87, after 32 happy years in Mapleview. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to CitizenCanePA@gmail.com. Be sure to pick up your copy of Citizen Kane PA at the Kane Depot. Merry Christmas to all, and thank you for listening.